Your first question comes from the line of Don Rosen from NHL.com. Please ask your question.
Haley, and thanks for doing this today.
Okay.
I'm sure this day has a little bit of a feeling of deja vu for you, considering you just did it last Sunday, similar situation, except now it's elimination. And I'm curious, what did you see from anything different that you saw from the Senators yesterday in regards to their play and what you guys weren't doing, maybe, especially at that point when they scored three in a row in the second, that, you know, requires adjustments? Or is it simply just a matter of, you know, a little bit harder, a little bit more in certain areas?
I think at the end of the day, you got to give them credit. They played a good game. There's no doubt. For us, you know, it's about, you know, executing and playing to our level. And there's no doubt in my mind yesterday that our players came with the best intentions, but we had too many guys that just brought an average game. And at this time of the year against, you know, such a good opponent, and all opponents right now that are in the playoffs are good teams, you can't...
You know, and one more for you. You saw yesterday Jimmy VC looked like he was strong on the puck. You know, he was carrying it. He obviously scored that big goal, made a couple of good defensive plays. Yet he's a rookie. Do some of your veteran guys, and you talk about average games, maybe Stefan, maybe Nash, maybe Zibanejad, maybe Kreider. I mean, some of your so-called top six guys, what do you wonder why, like, what you need – why aren't you getting? Why do you get an average game from those guys at this time? How does that happen, I guess?
Yeah, well, you know, experience is good, but it's only good if you're playing well. And, you know, for me, you know, the players that you just mentioned had a real strong game at home in game three and four. And for whatever reason, I don't want to single out those players. But for whatever reason, like I mentioned, we had quite a few that had an average game. There's nothing we can, it was not an appropriate time. There's nothing we can do about it. What we can do is get ready for Tuesday's game and make sure that we have a real strong game.
Thank you.
No problem.
Your next question comes from the line of Brett Sergalis from NY Post. Please ask your question.
Hey, Lane. I'm just, you know, we've talked a lot about this team's experience in the past, but, you know, now that you guys are actually facing an elimination game, I mean, how much are you going to lean on the veterans in the room, not just to, you know, have that poise and confidence, but to play well, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, our group of veterans, you know, have got a lot of experience, not just NHL experience, but, you know, some guys have won the gold medal at the Olympics. You know, some guys have played in World Cups. There is a lot of experience, and they have to use this experience right first and first of all to get themselves ready to go out on the ice and execute and play hard and play well. And if they do that, then it's definitely, in my mind, going to rub off on the rest of our group that might have a little less experience, but are leaning on those players to show them the way. And that's the only thing right now that we can control, and that's what we need to focus on for Tuesday's game.
Okay, and also, have you has anything changed with the way you've thought about your defensive pairs? It seemed that Brady and Brendan Smith had played a little bit more a couple games ago and then kind of played a little less last game. Has anything changed, or is that just kind of circumstances, especially at the end of games, at the end of regulation?
Well, I mean, last night, you know, we're pretty much still, you know, rolling four lines and rolling six Ds. And when it got down to the end there, I mean, we got Mark Stahl, who's got a lot of experience, and Smitty, who's got some good experience, and Dan and Mac. And those are the guys that towards the end there we were leaning on a little bit more. And they were able to make a play that led to a rebound opportunity that went off a couple of bodies and sticks and ended up in the back of our net. So that's the way it is.
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
Your next question comes from the line of Mark Herman from Newsday. Please ask your question.
Hi, Elaine. Thanks for doing this.
No problem.
Your players yesterday were saying the one thing they could seize on was the fact that you're coming home and you've been so good at home over the last little while. Can you describe what turned things around over the last 3 weeks? Remember, you told us about that Sergio Garcia comparison. What turned things around and got them to play so much better at home?
We went through a little segment here where we had a tougher time as far as results at home. But in a lot of those games, I felt we were playing good hockey. In the playoffs, we had that one game coming back from Montreal where we didn't respond well. But we've always been a real good home team in front of our fans. And, we've got an opportunity here to even up this series. Our mindset has got to be on the process and playing smart and playing hard and competing. And that's what we're going to try and do here in front of our great fans.
And what does it? What is the biggest advantage? Is it that adrenaline? Is it the last change? What's the biggest advantage of being at home?
Well, I mean, we play well at home or on the road. If you look at our road record during the regular season, it's been pretty good. In the playoffs, it has been good. We haven't won in Ottawa yet, we've. In my mind, we took two games to overtime and played some pretty good hockey in spurts. So we got to focus right now on the next game and what we need to do right. And we've got a good practice coming up tomorrow, and that's what we're going to try and get our team centered on and concentrated on.
Thank you.
No problem.
Your next question comes from the line of Stan Fischler from Madison Square Garden Network. Please ask your question.
Thanks, Coach. Looking at yesterday's game, it was so close. What positives do you take out of it from what you saw from your club looking ahead to Tuesday?
Well, in my mind, it was a close game that we had a chance to close out, but didn't do it. They were able to get it done in overtime, but we still had, in my estimation, quite a few players that can perform better. So what we need to do is get those players to perform better, and that's going to give us a real good chance here moving forward for game six.
Thanks.
No problem.
Your next question comes from the line of Stephen Wino from Associated Press. Please ask your question.
Hey, Elaine, you guys had a two-goal lead situation yesterday, and I think it's about two dozen games in the playoffs so far that have had multi-goal leads erased. Is it just the desperation of teams this time of year, or is there something tactically that teams are doing that it's hard to hold multi-goal leads this time of year?
Well, a two-goal lead early on, like the way we had, is pretty. There's still a lot of hockey to be played there. Like our first two scoring chances yesterday ended up in the back of their net, and their first scoring chance ended up in the back of ours. So, I mean, there's still tons of hockey to be played at that time. And like for us, when they made it 3-2, I thought after that we played some of our best hockey in that game there. We had a real strong push at the end of the second period, a good push in the third that led to our lead. And unfortunately, we weren't able to keep that lead, but a 2-0 lead early in a game, there's still, tons of hockey to be played.
Yeah.
Your next question comes from the line of Sean Hartnett from CBS New York. Please ask your question.
Coach, when it comes to players like Mark Stahl and Dan Girardi, players who've been through the wars, why do you have so much trust and faith in them that they'll have that trickle-down effect to your younger players?
Well, because they've been through the games and the battles and the change of momentums. These guys have seen it before, and in the past, a lot of times they've responded real well. So, put a lot of faith and trust in how they're going to play in those pressure situations, and that's it. But I got a lot of faith in these guys' abilities to get it done.
Thank you, Coach.
No problem.
Your next question comes from the line of Mark Rosenman from Willie Sports Talk, New York. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon, Coach. You know, in speaking to Henrik over the last couple of years, he always talks about overtime having to be so focused because one bounce can change everything. You take a look at his career, and it's the only place where Henrik is under 500. Do you think that maybe Henrik puts too much external pressure on himself in the overtime as opposed to just playing his game and being Henrik?
That's might be a question more to him than for me. Like, I'm not exactly sure how much pressure he puts on himself. I do know Henrik wants to excel anywhere he plays. Unfortunately, on the road, we've come up a little bit short, these last couple of games. But right now, there's nothing he can do about it or our team can do about it. His mind and the rest of our players' mind have to be in getting ready and performing well Tuesday at home.
Thanks, Coach.
No problem.
Your next question comes from the line of Alan Creda from the New York Times. Please ask your question.
Hi, Coach. Thanks for doing this, as always.
No problem.
You've spoken how momentum is very elusive in the playoffs, shift to shift, period to period. But this game ahead and potentially the game after that, is this where experience truly comes to the forefront because it's so hard for any team to close out any other team in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that for me, experience, when you have it, it is a good thing. Now, this is going to be an opportunity for our team to respond and to play a strong game in a pressure situation. I mean, it's normal at this year to be nervous. There's no doubt our guys are nervous, but you got to control your emotions and you got to focus on what you need to do on the ice. And there's no doubt they're going to be nervous also. I mean, you've got to, in my mind, we've got to focus on controlling all the elements that we can control and get ready for a real good game. And that's what we're going to try and do.
Thanks, Coach.
No problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today.